An estimated 1.2 million people in the Northwest took part in an international earthquake drill Thursday. For communities west of the Cascades, the next big quake is considered a matter of when, not if. But people also participated in other corners of the Northwest where earthquakes occur very infrequently. Jessica Robinson reports from Spokane, Washington.
The biggest participation in the coordinated Great Shakeout Drill was in classrooms around the West.
This is an earthquake drill. Right now.
Right on schedule, a message came over the loudspeaker in Ms. Lally's fourth grade class at Finch Elementary School in Spokane.
Stay low and protect your head and neck with your arms.
After a moment of confusion, students scrambled under their desks. This is the first time the school has participated in the drill. 9-year-old Ella Rotelli says earthquakes seem pretty scary.
They could cause a lot of stuff happen, like a building could break down and a tsunami could come.
A tsunami, it's safe to say, wouldn't make it this far inland. But Bill Phillips of the Idaho Geological Survey says areas east of the Cascades could feel the effects of a major rupture of the offshore Cascadia Fault.
We actually might have a little bit of damage over here, all those hundreds of miles away, if a very large Cascadia earthquake occurred.
Phillips says old fault lines underlie many areas east of the Cascades. Since the 1930s, Walla Walla, Klamath Falls, and central Idaho have been rocked by earthquakes between 6 and 7.3 in magnitude. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.